Are you living like today's your last day? Or do you realize that there's more to life than your life on Earth? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Do you have a bucket list? You know, a list of things you want to do before you die? However much is on it, you just don't have that much time to do them all. Let's face it, life is short. To God, even living to 100 is really short. But there's more to life than life on Earth. And we'll learn more about it in today's Devo, Life is Short by A.W. Smith. Have you ever heard the saying, life is short, then you die? That saying certainly applies to cicadas. Now, cicadas are big, noisy bugs that look kind of like grasshoppers. And every 17 years, a certain type of cicada shows up from underground in a massive swarm to mate and lay eggs. But the cicadas don't last very long. They live for only about 6 weeks once they emerge from the ground. Their lives are short, and then they die. A cicada's life is very brief compared to the lives of most people, but in a way, our lives are just as short. Sure, we may know people who live to be over 90 years old, and this seems like a long time to us, but 90 years is only a brief time to God. After all, He is eternal. James 4:14 says, "What is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." So, in a way, the saying is right. We live for just a short time and then we die. But it's missing something. As Christians, we know that when we die, our spirits will be with Jesus. And one day, when He returns, He will resurrect our bodies from the dead and we will have eternal life with Him. For those who trust in Jesus, death is not the end. We will live with Him forever and ever. We don't have to fear death or even a short life because Jesus promises us eternity with Him. So let's talk about this a little more. Do you know someone who's lived a really long time? No matter how old they are, their life is like a vanishing mist when compared to eternity. Our lives are short, but that doesn't mean we have to fear death. Jesus was willing to die for us, and then He rose from His grave so we could be saved and have eternal life. And when we put our trust in Him, we know that He will resurrect us from the dead and we will live forever with Him. Find out more about that at unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus in the menu. Do you ever think about the brevity of your life and the opportunities you may or may not have? How could it be comforting to know that, as Christians, we get to look forward to living in restored creation with Jesus and the whole family of believers for eternity? And how could this hope give us courage to follow Jesus here and now? If you want to dive into that, read Romans 14, 8 and 9, and Philippians 1, 21 through 26. Now, as you and I can read again in James 4, 14, what is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. And dive into God's word for more in Psalm 90, verse 4, James 4, verses 13 and 14, and 2 Peter 3, 8 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And if this story helped you learn more about diving into the Bible, maybe it can help one of your friends get more confident too. Share Unlocked with them and earn points for free merch with our referral program. Go to unlocked.org/referrals to get started. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why we don't have to look to the world for the ultimate example to follow, because we've got Jesus. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.